Penguin Random House Audio presents The House at the Edge of Night by Catherine Banner. Read for you by Eduardo Ballerini. But islands can only exist if we have loved in them. Derek Walcott. Part 1. The Collector of Stories, 1914 to 1921. Once the whole of the island of Castellamare was plagued by a curse of weeping. It came from the caves by the sea, and because the islanders had built their houses from that rock, which had been the liquid fire of the volcano itself, very soon the weeping rang in all the walls of the buildings. It resounded along the streets, and even the arched entrance of the town wailed at night like an abandoned bride. Troubled by this curse, the islanders fought and quarreled among themselves. Fathers disagreed with sons, mothers turned against daughters, neighbors refused to speak to each other. In short, nobody had any peace. This continued for many years, until one autumn, a great earthquake came. The islanders were woken by a shuddering at the heart of the island, an awful tremor. The earthquake rattled the cobbles in the streets and the dishes inside the cupboards. Buildings began to tremble like ricotta. By morning, it had knocked every house to the ground. While the fallen stones mourned and wept, the islanders came together to decide what must be done. A young peasant's daughter by the name of Agatha had been visited by a vision of the Madonna and developed ideas of her own about the curse of weeping. "Some sadness has seeped into the stones of the island," she said. "We must take the ruins and build from them a new town, and when we have done that great labor, the curse of weeping..."